4 HKX Mobile.
ASN testing. 4ASN listening.
4ASM KO4HKX. Patrick on this end.
This end, I'm testing a brand new antenna I just made. What kind of strength are you getting?
You're full quieting into the repeater on my end.
Great. It was a simple little antenna ground plane, so I'm curious to see how well it works.
Great.
Encouraging, because this I made for my son for his ham setup, so that's encouraging. Thanks so much.
Man, I missed your name on the start of that.
Ms. Romeo Oscar Beta, Rob.
Well, it's nice to meet you. And, the antenna's working great, and I'm picking you up on Simplex. I'm up here in Traveler's Rest on 25.
Good, I'm happy. I saw this on a YouTube and thought I'd try to build it, and it's so simple and easy. Probably cost me about $8, so it works well on the 2 meters. That's great. Thanks so much. You have a good day. I'm going to clear now. KQA4ASN out.
73 is KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.
HKX, KA3JCA, welcome back.
Hey, Richard. How are you doing today? Did you get the house all cleaned up? I got those jumpers or cable that you were asking for.
All right, just let me know what I owe you, and I have the cash.
They sold them to me for the same price as the website.
Okay, that's cool. Thank you very much for picking that up. And what I'll probably do is I'd not leave it here to go to the airport till 7, because Sally was going to call me at 5, just before she boards the plane. I think the plane takes off at 4:55, so she'll call me, and then so it arrives here at 9 something, so it's like a 2-hour difference. And so if I leave here like at 7, hopefully Ashley won't get too tired. She has a problem driving at night long distances.
Probably not the only one out there. A lot of people have a problem with it.
Sally, that I'd leave, I figure I'd get there up like 8:10, 8:15, just in case the flight come in earlier, then we'll just sit in the call lot until she...
That she's coming into Asheville again?
And for some reason, it's cheaper for us to catch the flight from Denver to Asheville, because that's a non-stop, single stop or non-stop, whatever, to go from Asheville to Denver. If she leaves from GSP, they take her from here to Charlotte, waits like 2 or 3 hours, and then from there back out to Denver, so she loses a lot of time.
What all that, they do all that for, but I'm sure there's some kind of logic behind it.
With all the plane seats up, Sally left Asheville going to Denver, and she said that just about every seat was full. They were like packed in there like sardines.
Flying was herded like cattle and shipped like a sardine.
Well, that's why I got my pilot's license. When I lived in Delaware, I used to fly a lot of places myself. It was nice to rent the plane today. The only requirement that I had to do is I had to put a 3-hour minimum of flight time on the plane daily if I was going to have it for the weekend or whatever. So if I signed it out Friday, and toward the end of the day, it wasn't so bad, but basically, I had to put 3 hours of flight time on it Saturday and 3 hours Sunday. So as long as I had like 6 or 8 hours on the Hobbs meter, then I was cool. So I mean, you don't have to put it all in one day. They basically say you have it for the weekend. You have to have this many hours. KA3JCA.
I guess that would be okay, but I kind of like driving. I like to see the country. I like to see what's going on around me. And I don't know, flying, you just lose all that, in my opinion.
When I fly, you're only flying like 1,000 or 1,500 feet. So you're flying over all the towns and the trees, and then, of course, till you get into the, like, the so-called restricted airspace or the upside-down wedding cake terminal control areas. So, but it's been a while since I've flown, and now with my heart, my diabetes, I can't fly anymore. So I can't fly commercial, but not privately, KA3JCA.
Don't get me wrong. The flying part of it, I actually enjoyed that. It's just the commercial part of it. I don't want nothing to do with that again.
The restrictions and all the stuff you have to go through with TSA, it is. I mean, in a way, I wish I was a billionaire because I would buy a plane and then I would have it. And it's cheaper probably in the long run to pay somebody to do your annual maintenance on it and knowing your plane is safe and secure to then fly in places. So, but did you like the Stone Mountain Ham Fest today?
Yes, that one, what I would recommend it to anybody looking to go. It was a good ham fest today.
This year, the first year back, or maybe they did it last year, but I know it's starting to become popular again because of the pandemic and shut it down, you know, or a lot of people didn't go.
I have no idea. I just know there was plenty of vendors there, lots of the boneyard, lots to do, so it was well worth the trip.
Stay total over there.
Left there a little after 1, about 1:30.
So, it's worth it. It's right now, it's, you would probably say it's not worth taking a quit the hotel room over there like Friday night, spending all day Saturday, and then leaving Sunday?
Probably worth going down Friday and staying Friday night and doing Saturday and then coming home Saturday. I don't know that I'd justify two nights out of it, but one night would be a good trip.
Trying to put stuff in the calendar so that maybe Sally and I could go next year.
I'm definitely going to try to make plans to attend again next year.
So I'm going to go do a last few minute things here before I have to, I want to take a quick nap before I head out and so forth, but thank you for picking that up, and I'll give you a call tomorrow, and maybe I could meet you somewhere or meet up with you tomorrow, and maybe I know Ashley's off tomorrow, so maybe I can get her to run me up there.
I'll put them on the tool truck, and they'll be there tomorrow. Is that what you said?
Possibly tomorrow, but yeah, if not, I mean, you just let me know. If you put them on the tool truck, maybe I could work something out. Because, see, Sally works Monday through Friday up till 5, and then Ashley works up till 5, too.
If you're coming tomorrow, usually won't get back down close to the house till, you know, probably 1:30, 2 o'clock. Go to church in the morning, and then we'll stop and have lunch, and then we'll make our way home.
I'll pass it on to Sally, too, so I'll see what her schedule's like, and we'll go from there. KHBJTA.
Go, Richard. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
JTA clear.
HKX, November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike.
Eric, KO4HKX.
Where's your run at on Monday?
I'm in Traveler's Rest and Berea.
Wednesday,
I am on 123 going into Easley, and then I make my way back over toward Greer in the afternoon.
Because I've got physical therapy on Monday and Wednesdays, and I'll probably try and meet up with you if you're going to be in Greer on Wednesday. I'll hit you up on the radio and bring you those switches you need.
Just let me know. I'm also in that area on Thursday, so just whenever.
It was fun today. I appreciate it. 7-3.
Yep, I had a good time hanging out. That was fun. And congratulations, KO4HKX. 7-3.
4QM. 5-4QM radio check.
4QM, November 4, Juliet Bravo Mike.
Hello, how am I hitting you out there? Get up.
Full scale here.
What was your call sign? And where are you at? I'm over here in Spartanburg.
Juliet Bravo Mike, and I am currently at mile marker 20 on I-85.
That, so you're down in Anderson area. I appreciate it.
For Juliet Bravo Mike, clear.
QY4QM, I'm clear. I'm actually running off a J-pole made out of copper pipe.
4QM, this is KQ4ASN. KY4QM, this is KQ4ASN, over.
4QM, I copy.
I'm testing an antenna I just built. How's my signal?
You sound very good. A little bit snowy, but it's on, you know, you can copy you without any question.
Located.
I'm in Spartanburg. I guess you could use Eastgate Mall as my 20 or my location, but yeah, I'm right here by the Eastgate Mall in Spartanburg.
Very good. We're over in Taylor's, so, and I've got your signal good too. This is what I just wanted to see how it sounds today.
What was your call? And I'll put you in my log.
KQ4ASN.
Copy. KQ4A what?
Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Sierra November.
To that, I got you. I guess we're just a stone's throw away from each other, but yeah, you sound good. A little snow, and I'm on this J-pole copper pipe antenna right now. Something you'd use in your house for water.
Well, Ham wants to sell me one. Basically the same type of thing. He says it works well, so you're finding it's fine?
And it works good. They claim that it works on 440, but it seems my SWR is way up over that.
Interesting. Well, I'm going to go with this simple ground plane antenna. It cost me about $8 to build, and I built it myself. I'm really finding it's bringing a good signal. The snow might be the microphone I'm using.
Could be. But this antenna is just a little $40 cheapie. I'm trying to build up to something better, but I'm still trying to figure out where I want to go with this.
Yeah, I just need a simple antenna for how I want to use it on 2 meter. I'm working on HF, and I'm having trouble with my ground plane antenna on that. But I'm brand new to this stuff, so I'm learning a lot about antennas.
Roger that. Yeah, I started in May. I was at zero, and July I was at extra, but I still got a lot to learn.
Yeah, I'm working on the extra right now. I got the first two fairly easy, but extra's a little tougher. I'm hoping in December to take a test.
I couldn't copy your last. I think somebody's running over us.
Okay, I said I'm working on the extra now. I got my license in April, so I'm pretty much where you are. I hope to maybe take the extra in December.
I took my extra in July, but I still got a lot to learn.
About ham radio, there's always more to learn, isn't there?
Roger that. Much to learn and money to be spent.
It's the money to be spent, but it's fun to build some things that don't cost much that we make ourselves and then test it. So that's a positive aspect. KQ4ASN, I'm going to have to go now. So 73, good talking to you. Clear.
Hello. JI4DOS mobile.
4DOS, KO4HGX.
Made it up the top of the hill.
I have. I'm actually in the black hole and surprised I can get to you.
That's wonderful. that you're making it out of the black hole. That's just amazing.
This fog and rain up here.
You know how the weather affects everything.
You get something to eat now?
Headed out to the my pretty little bride wanted some Chinese stuff, you know, like egg drop soup and some egg rolls and spring rolls and that sort of stuff. So I told her, I said, if that's what you want, I'll go get it for you. So she was nice to me and let me go out and get her something to eat. That's not a problem.
Not a problem at all. Well, you be careful out there. I don't know how much longer I'll hold the repeater, so I'll talk to you on down the road. HK, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
You be careful going on to the house. Tell Miss Elise I said thank you, and I really enjoyed the day. We had a great time, at least I did. 7-3 there, young man. Talk to you just a little bit. KO4HKX, KI4DOS Mobile.